With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The poet James Dickey may be best known for his novel, Deliverance. In Deliverance, a canoe trip by four Georgia men turns into a disaster when they kill a mountain man. Dickey also wrote the screenplay.
I thought they'd surely kill us.
They would have. They would have, for sure. What are we going to do with him?
Take the body down to Hendry. Turn over the highway patrol. Tell them what happened.
Tell them what?
This is justifiable homicide, if anything is. They were sexually assaulting two members of our party at gunpoint.
James Dickey's newest novel is Al Nilam, named for the middle star of the constellation Orion. Set during World War II, Al Nilam is the story of a blind man who goes to a North Carolina airbase to investigate the mysterious death of his fighter pilot son. In portions of the book, Dickey has split the page in order to create two perceptions of the blind man.
On the left-hand side of those pages, his picturing of the people from what he can tell about them. And then on the right-hand side, paralleling that and going down the page alongside it, is what's really there.
There is a lot about a lot of things in Al Nilam: diabetes, aerodynamics, and the properties of high-octane fuel.
When I have a novel, or part of a novel that depends on some sort of specialized knowledge, such as a flight or navigation, or, as in the case of Deliverance, white water canoeing or archery or bow hunting and so on, I like deliberately not to research it or read up on it.
At least not at first, in order to let his imagination work. James Dickey's second novel is his most ambitious, Al Nilam, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The following are some of the music that can be used for further production if this broadcast is ever reused or revamped. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For a man accustomed to turning out slim volumes of poetry, James Dickey's new novel, Al Nilam, is a departure, 1,400 manuscript pages. It's a complex story of a blind man's effort to learn the truth about the death of his fighter pilot son. Dickey actually made the first notes for Al Nilam in 1950 and had no idea then that the novel would take its present form.
You can't do that now. You just work with the seed of an idea first, and then if it's going to flower, it will do it in its own way.
Dickey worked on Al Nilam so long, he went through seven editors at Doubleday.
You know how it is in these big businesses, including publishing businesses. They have personnel shuffles, and people leave for other jobs, or there's some sort of power fight.
While Dickey is happy with Al Nilam and his earlier novel, Deliverance, it is his poetry that gives him the greatest satisfaction.
It's the most frustrating and the most rewarding. And it's a higher calling than fiction, in my opinion. You can say more, and you can say it more memorably in poetry.
James Dickey wrote the screenplay for Deliverance and had a cameo role in the movie as a rural sheriff who investigates the death of a member of a whitewater canoe party.
Before you go, buddy, let me ask you something. How come y'all end up with four life jackets?
Didn't we have an extra one?
No. Drew wasn't wearing his.
Well, how come he wasn't wearing it?
I don't know.
Don't ever do nothing like this again. Don't come back up here.
You don't have to worry about that, Sheriff.
I'd kind of like to see this town die peaceful.
James Dickey, whose new novel is Al Nilam, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer James Dickey concedes few poets are likely to become rich from their poetry.
I can't think offhand of very many poems that have ever been sold to the movies.
Which is why James Dickey teaches at the University of South Carolina. While his poetry has earned him a National Book Award, Dickey is also a novelist. His novel, Deliverance, was filmed with actor Burt Reynolds.
Murder trial. Well, I don't know the technical word for it, Drew. But I know this. You take this man down out of the mountains and turn him over to the sheriff, there's going to be a trial, all right. Trial by jury.
So what?
We killed a man, Drew. Shot him in the back. A mountain man. A cracker. All these people are related. Be damned if I want to come back up here and stand trial with this man's aunt and his uncle. Maybe his mom and his daddy sitting in the jury box.
James Dickey says that from a literary standpoint, the novel does do some things better than poetry.
Themes which require working out, especially working out over a time period, seem to go better in fiction than they do in any sort of poetic form.
But for Dickey, the test is this. How many lines from novels can one remember as compared to poetry?
For every passage from a novel or from any sort of prose fiction, I can remember 100 lines of poetry, at least.
James Dickey believes that the universality of human emotion rather than topical themes keep poetry alive.
All the protest poetry about Vietnam and so on. Who remembers that? It was dead before it hit the page.
Doubleday has published James Dickey's first novel since Deliverance. It's called All in Alarm, which tells of a newly blind man who tries to learn the truth about his dead fighter pilot's son in the early days of World War II. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Okay, the following cut is an extra piece with James Dickey that was not aired, and it might be able to be used later at some point.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Poet and novelist James Dickey favors the folkways, the people, and the music of his native South. Born in Georgia, Dickey lives in Columbia, where he teaches poetry at the University of South Carolina. Dickey says he enjoys working with his students.
The ones that I like, really, of my personal, sort of my sneaking favorites, are the ones that haven't had much experience with poetry, but catch fire when they learn what it really is and what it really can do.
James Dickey's book of poetry, Buck Dancer's Choice, won the National Book Award. His latest novel, All in Alarm, is about a man newly blinded from diabetes who searches for the truth about his son's death.
I'm a compulsive writer. My trouble is in staying away from it. I write too much.
And James Dickey doesn't like to sit still too long.
My personal solution to that problem is that I have the house kind of booby-trapped with typewriters. Anytime I get a little money that I can spend on myself, I buy another typewriter and put it in another room and start another project.
Dickey says he'll never use a computer. Never.
I don't want a system that takes one word out and puts another one in its place. I want to see both of them. I'm going to take the sheet out and have the thing physically in front of me and look at it.
Well, you can do that with a computer.
Maybe you can, but I know how to do it on a typewriter, and I would have to learn how to do it on a computer.
The music is from the movie Deliverance, based on James Dickey's novel and for which he wrote the screenplay. James Dickey's new novel, All in Alarm, is a major literary event, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.